This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Newspapers do it with what's called a paywall. If you don't pay, you can't see the article. Now, the Financial Times is reporting that Google could charge a subscription for some of its previously free YouTube channels. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
YouTube will reportedly start charging around $1.99 for certain channels featuring high-quality programming.
The reality is YouTube is more than just cats on skateboards.
That's Brian Weiser with Pivotal Research. The line between network TV, cable, and online content has been blurring for a while now. Charging for online video is hardly new.
Netflix has proven that there's certainly a large base of consumers willing to pay for streaming content on the web.
And this would let YouTube cash in on a huge infrastructure that so far has only been used to draw eyeballs for ads.
What they're really doing is capitalizing on what is probably billions of dollars of infrastructure costs, the delivery and distribution, as well as storage, of course, of these vast quantities of video across all reaches of the world.
YouTube's ad revenue grew by more than 50% last year, according to Pivotal Research, and is expected to grow another 50% this year. That, plus subscriptions, one analyst predicts, could bring in $15 billion within a few years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.